Monica, what's this thing about you teaching?
Yeah, both noticed your...
I saw that tweet last night.
Little tweet there.
You were molding young minds.
I was molding minds, and I really, really like it. Like it a lot. There's a broadcasting school that calls on people that, you know, are in the industry to teach certain subjects. Like, I don't go in there and teach TV. I don't know a thing about it. But, I mean, I'll do certain subjects. And I got to tell you, man, the students are really cool. And I don't know. It was really fun.
Wow.
What if we told you had to bang one of your students for Bills tickets?
Uh-oh.
One from last night or one in general?
One from last night.
Oh, she kind of presented that idea yesterday.
No, I did.
What do you mean she presented
what
the
you
idea?
What do you mean that idea?
What?
Shut up, JR.
What?
Just do tell, JR.
Just an off-air conversation. She was just kind of mentioning it. She's like, if, Roger and JP give me these tickets and, there's a student or something like that. It was kind of going along the lines of that. Mm-hmm. I'll let you explain it, Monica.
Maybe,
go ahead.
And maybe he's...
Do you understand
that... Look at JR lighting the fuse and walking away.
I know!
Do you understand if we do... put a caveat on you getting these tickets, you're not going to get to choose what the caveat is. Do you understand that?
Why not?
Why would we?
Because it'd be so much nicer that way.
Will we have our first teacher student sex scandal of 2018?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'd be down with it if it were, like, last night, nice kids, but no. But I thought, I'm like, it's a fresh new class. I haven't taught this semester, so I'm like,
Is it it's a college course?
It's Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah,
there you go.
Does it pay decent?
It pays really nice, which is why I do it. And,
oh,
which,
great.
Which is what lured me
nice.
In there. Yeah, it was one of my, like, I have 5 jobs, man. It was one of them from a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And they still keep me around.
How often do you do it? Why don't you do it more often?
I do, as much as they want me to. But I used to be able to, before y'all, do morning and nights because my schedule was all over the place. But now that it's a steady schedule, I can just
Are we
do
costing
nights.
You money?
No, you're not. No, you're not because it doesn't start until 6:30. So my traffic gig is a little rearranged. But
what pays more?
That's a good... No, they do per hour. Per hour they do, yeah.
So then why not go do that?
I did. I just rearranged my traffic schedule a little bit. I did most
of
it.
That's the way to do it.
Good for you.
Yeah. Got to work it, man.
There so you like teaching, huh? Because you've already done this whole correcting essays, thesis type thing.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
And now you've got to stand in front of the class type thing. It's almost like you're building yourself into a teacher.
Oh, I don't know about all that. I just really like, I'm ridiculously organized, and I like to use all the office supplies. I get to use my little, my little file folders and my Sharpies and my highlighters.
That's great.
I get to steal some whiteout.
I'm going to hand out some dittos now. Let's look at our dittos.
I handed out some handouts and I went over them.
What did you teach?
Last night was a DJ 01 and 02. So, like clocks and logs and, content and, for music stations mostly. Yeah. Well, hey, listen.
Like how it all really works, the on air part, but everything else?
No, on air stuff too. We had to do at the end a little talk up a ramp of a song and have the students practice. They have an assignment. It's due on the 22nd.
Shouldn't Special Ted teach that?
He should. Is there a CSB up there? Because, listen.
There is.
Yeah, there's a couple.
It's where it started.
Have them look into it.
You know what, Rog? Tell that story you told us yesterday off the air about how you ended up in. We were talking yesterday about the car accident, and that's how I ended up doing this.
Yes.
How one thing like ripples and maybe it doesn't happen.
Off the air, Rog told a story.
I was trying to think of what the thing was that might have done it. And when I was 16, my mom and I don't know what store we were checking out of, but the lady at the cash register, I was talking to my mom, and she overheard, and she said to my mom and me, she said, you have a nice voice. You should be in radio. And at 16, I never gave that a thought, really. I was into music. I played guitar every day at home for 3 hours. When I got home, I listened to albums. I mean, I loved music. So she said that, and it just, we check out of the store, and we're in the car, and my mom looks at me. And so the lady is part one. My mom is part two, where she says, you know what she said? Did you ever think about it? You want to be on the radio? Like, my mom was totally encouraging and, positive about it. And I'm like, I don't know if I said it sounds kind of cool. I never really thought about it. And then... on the radio at the time was Connecticut School of Broadcasting when I was 16. So that's 1979. Oh. And that's when it was really rocking. Like the original founder guy was still there and that kind of stuff. And so we went and tried, I went and tried out for it, which is pretty much looking to see how many kids show up they can get $1,000 from.
Right.
And And, you know, I'm 16, so they're like, all right, we need you to read some radio copy. And they give me this old-fashioned teletype looking copy that's just horrible stuff. Read the weather. So I'd read the weather for Hartford, Connecticut or something.
Did you read it like you thought it should be read all cheesy, like, hey?
Yeah, sitting in a chair in front of this Dick Robinson's desk. You know, that's the name of the founder of the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I read it. He's like, you know, you're going to do fine. You know, we would like to accept you. I'm like, oh, my God.
Right.
They would like to accept me. So that one lady saying something gets me to go. So I'm 16, so I go to the first high school class they ever have. It's the first time they have any sort of high school class. Everything else was for adults. And we go to some radio station near there. And, you know, I took the class. It went 16 weeks. I think it cost $100 a week. And I went for 16 weeks. My mom's like, listen, we'll spend the $1,600 to find out if you want to go to school for it and pay $12,000 a year. And sure enough, that was like the best plan ever because like 2 weeks in, I'm like, oh, this is the best thing ever.
Right.
This is great. They're teaching us how to, you know, how to make records sound right on the air and how to talk on them. You know, basic stuff.
Yeah, meanwhile, his brothers and sisters are all saying, great, 60 more weeks of powdered milk and Spam. Just because Raj thinks he's going to be some radio star. or whatever.
So that lady says something which sparks my mom to ask me, you know, what do you think? Because, I mean, I'm a quiet kid at the time. I have no idea at 16. Who does know what they want to do? And then that gets me to this, and step by step, without that happening, I wouldn't gotten there. I wouldn't have known I loved it. I did an amateur hour thing on the rock station, like in Hartford, Connecticut, at one point, wearing braces.
Oh.
Here's Molly Hatchet.
Because you're, you know, it was so like really young, just horrible.
How what was that?
Very young. Here's Molly Hatchet. I'm sure it was just horrible. And then I said, well, I'm going to school for this, and looked into Syracuse and all these great radio schools, and ended up going to the CW Post, which had a great radio station. And the whole thing flowed from that one lady.
You know,
so that's a pretty cool like way for it to happen.
Reminds me of that scene in Private Parts where he's doing college radio.
Yeah.
That was you? Ooh, I heard that. Deep Purple.
I think when I did the amateur hour thing, what they allowed you to do was you came in at midnight, like on a Saturday night or something, or Sunday night, whatever, and they would just turn the radio over to you. And, you know, the professional was there to make the music go and the whole thing. And they kind of just, like, said, okay, go ahead. And you, like, kind of had to make it up as you went.
Right.
And I'm just 16. What do I know?
That's what I'm saying. You're so young right now.
I can't even explain how much I was sweating while I'm sitting there. And I played some good rockin' from Molly Hatchet. And I said, the song is over. I said, there's some good rockin' from Molly Hatchet. Boy, there's some good rockin' tonight. You know, something like that. Just horrible cliche. Because that's what I thought I heard DJ saying.
Yeah.
And it's...
You know,
which in this, you know, late 70s, that's kind of like how the DJs were anyway, you know?
You know, it's kind of funny. I feel like Roger always had the same voice even as a baby. He's like, hello, mama.
Me too.
Hi, mama. I want some milk.
Mama, where's my baba? I want my baba.
I want my baba, mama.
Where is my baba? Mama.
Ma.
Mama.
Maybe like a deep voice Stewie.
Right.
Wham, mama. Wham.
Wham, mama.
I got to find that tape. If I can find that tape, I'll bring it in. I have to have it. It's got to be in the attic. I don't know if it's still going to be played, though, because it's a cassette, and it probably just oxidized and it doesn't sound good, but...
Mother, the Twinkies. Where doth the Twinkies?
Why is he Shakespearean now?
I know. Yeah, so that's one of those things. But thing that gets you into was Connecticut School of Broadcasting that got me started with the basics.
Not the stale Twinkies, the fresh Twinkies. Tell Father to go get a job and get us some fresh Twinkies.
And none of that's
he must make more.
Oh, my gosh, Roger. What if I molded a future Roger mind last night?
You could have.
Holy.
If they had a great experience, you're like, God, I love this.
I got all the accolades last night.
Lighting the fuse, yeah.
And then 3 years from now, that kid takes your job. Good job.
Wait, I didn't think it through.
Right.
I'm going to kill that bitch.
I tell you what, with the way this business is getting consolidated, I wouldn't be looking to teach anybody how to do anything.
Right.
I'd like to help and get paid.
I'd be like Daffy Duck when he found all the gold and everybody who came on just beat him with a stick. Down, mine.
God.
Yeah, you're giving them the tools to do your job cheaper.
Right.
Ooh.
I didn't think of it.
This morning, Special Ted said something about doing, like, he was doing the traffic and weather. I forgot what we said. And, I said, what's going to happen if he had to leave this? Because his wife is a day away from being induced. So she could have easily went into contractions or broke a water this morning.
Yeah, while we were on the air.
And he would have had to bust out. And we had no plan for it, you know? And on the air, he said, well, Brett used to do it for News 12 or whatever it was. And I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Keep telling our bosses that he used to do your job. Go ahead. Keep saying it out loud, idiot.
Crap. No.
Even if you think it, don't say it out loud.
Because our bosses would get, well, Brett can do it, and he can do it in somebody else's voice. So it could actually be like two people paying one people.
Monday is Bill Cosby traffic day. Tuesday, Funk Flex station.
That bad I would listen to.
Wednesday, Ricky Ricardo.
Thursday, Paul Stanley.
And Fridays are always
Dr. Phil.
Oh, I thought Tony Danza Friday.
Well, you're not going anywhere. Okay?
Oh, I like Dr. Phil Friday better. You're right.
I would love Mike out to do traffic. Oh, come on, Brad. You got to do
it. Well, when we're on the Bone Show, yeah. We'll have Brett. It'll be Mike Calta Mondays.
Yes. Things are really backed up. You don't want to go there. I was just in my car a little while ago, and I was like, I'm not going anywhere. So I pulled over to the side, took a sleep in the Hummer, and I woke up like it's like 2 hours later, and I was like. You know, how do people drive in this every day? I mean, it's a good thing I get up at the time I get up because I don't even have to drive in this traffic. You know what?
That's the weirdest traffic report ever. That's really odd.
Really, it's really long.
But it sounds about accurate, though.
I'm going to invent the hovercraft.
So I take the Cessna out of my Hummer.
Oh, okay.
And I start flying over traffic.
You just unfold the wings and fly?
I invented traffic reporting.
Oh, I see.
So I started flying over. I'm like, wow, this is a pretty good view up here. I can see all the traffic up here, and I don't have to be in it. So I tell Brendan, I'm like, Brendan, listen, we got it. Brendan's not my boss, by the way. And I tell Brendan, I said, we got to do traffic. Get a little Mexican chick from Roger and JJ. Get her.
Is that how I got the gig?
Get her.
So Mike Calta,
do traffic. She can do it for all five stations.
Oh, yeah.
In the cluster, she can do it.
So does that mean that the Howard Franklin is closed or what?
I don't even know.
He's sleeping on the side of the road in his Hummer.
Who's that? Is that my neighbor? Who's Howard Franklin? Oh, is it the bridge? The bridge you're talking about. Yeah, I don't even know.
You don't know if that's
Skyway Bridge? I don't know. It's a bridge. It goes over water. There's cars on it. People there. I don't know.
Okay, so you don't know if this
back. Stay off the roads if you can.
Just stay off the roads.
Look, there's traffic in the morning, traffic in the afternoon.
By Calta Mondays, that's what it could be like, right?
Well,
there.
I'm really curious as to what Ricky Ricardo would sound like doing traffic. I don't know that that's his even thing, I don't think. I don't know if he's qualified. No, I can't imagine.
Wow! It's so crazy!
Let's go to Ricky Ricardo with the roads. How is it looking, Ricky? How's the Skyway Bridge looking?
I've never seen this before.
Oh, a bridge?
Oh, my goodness. I used to ride on a horse.
Oh, yeah, well.
In Cuba.
Yeah, right. And they don't have as many cars as here on the Skyway Bridge.
No, it's so scary. How do you do it?
A babaloo. One babaloo at a time.
One babaloo at a time. Babaloo.
You can do it if it's a heavy traffic day. You could be, it's a five babaloo traffic day, you know, something like that.
Help me, get me out of here. Oh, so much better. Thank you, Mike Calta, for inventing the helicopter.
Very good.
It's so much better up here. Yeah.
Ricky, what do you see from up there?
So many cars. I'm nauseous, too.
Oh, no.
This is not good.
Ricky, don't lose your lunch. That'd be horrible.
This is not good at all.
Don't lose that number either, Ricky.
Babaloo! It's terrible. Help! Where's the paper bag?
How's the traffic on the Courtney Campbell Causeway? What do you think there?
The Courtney Campbell Causeway!
This Ricky Ricardo traffic is just, oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Fred! This is not good.
Are there any jam ups in Pinellas Park?
I don't know.
Oh, you know.
Somebody help me. Please. Anybody? Hello.
Tell him to land,
Hello?
Ricky. Tell him to land.
Hello. That's right, son. Back on the ground. This is how we do.
Spinning
them wheels.
You guys are a two-man traffic department.
Who's this guy? I've never seen this guy before.
Oh, well, listen to Calta. Funk Flex.
Who's darker, you think? You think JR or this guy?
Well, Funk is.
You guys are talking about it, right? You're talking about who's darker, who's lighter.
No, he was just doing a trapper.
Peck of Woods or something like that. I don't know what's going on.
It's Peck of Woods.
JR's uncle or something? Who was it?
His grandfather.
Grandfather, right.
Well, thanks for listening, Calta. We appreciate that very much. All right.
Anyway, who's darker? What do you think?
Who's what?
Who's darker, JR or the
Funk Flex?
The Flex guy.
Well, Funk Flex, I think. Yeah. JR always got, you know, a little bit of a hard time for Grandpa about being a little lighter.
Yeah. We're going to call him Baby Prince from now on.
Yeah, just refer to him as good. Baby Prince.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Prince.
Give him a call. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Burgers.
Is Funk Flex doing traffic from his neighborhood?
That's right, son! The roads are crazy up in there! What? There's parties everywhere! I must be in some white area!
Right. Oh, Funk Flex traffic. That could be my favorite one. It really could be. Funk Flex Fridays.
This is how we do. You ain't going nowhere, son! Put the car in park! We're walking this!
Well, that is quite an
Jump
imagination.
Jump over the bridge! Whatever you gotta do, son!
No, no, no.
You know how to swim? Do it!
Well. No, what? Monica, now you know. If all these people learned how to do traffic, they would be able to take your job.
Yes. If all those people take it over, I think I'm okay.
All right, well, Roger and JP, it's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.